So, I mean, what did you hear from your wife?
I got a text message about 11 o'clock last night that said their plane had landed in Bermuda, and they were supposed to be on their way to the Dominican, so it kind of caught me by surprise. And we exchanged a few texts back and forth and had found out there had been a disruption on their plane, and they were forced to land in Bermuda to deal with the people that were causing the disruption.
What did she say those people were doing?
She said it started with, it was a family, and there was a mother and son. She had heard he was around 20, and they were smoking in the plane's washroom. And then when they come out, get into a little bit of an argument, I guess, with the attendants, and then they couldn't tell where, or couldn't say where they put their cigarette butts, and that caused a bit of a commotion, I guess. And then from there, it kind of escalated, I guess, to there was with the father and the mother and the son, and just a disruption with them and the flight attendants. And from there, succeeded, got to a point where they had to, I guess, take the plane to Bermuda.
Sounds like it would have been a bit scary. Did she say what it was like on the plane?
She didn't come across as scared or anything. She just said it was kind of a bit of a commotion, and then all of a sudden, with some screaming, hollering, some swearing, and things like that, and then it took to a point where the flight attendants took matters in hand with the pilot, and they decided for the safety of the passengers to take the plane to Bermuda.
So what exactly was she going to do?
They got in about 10 o'clock, I guess, and then they sat on the plane for over an hour. And while they dealt with the people, police had came and taken them away. And then she said Sunwing was excellent. They arranged hotel rooms for all the passengers. And then they spent the day there today until almost 3:30 because Sunwing had to fly an inspector in to check the plane before it could take off, plus they had to get a new crew in. So it was the same plane they were taking, and they were actually going to continue the flight onto the Dominican at 3:30 this afternoon.
Have you heard from her? Or I guess it's too soon, right? They haven't landed yet?
No, I haven't heard from her in the Dominican. I talked to her about an hour ago on Skype, and that was where I got most of the information for what had happened last night and what they were up to today. And they were just taking it in stride, she said there was about 170 people that they had to look after, but she said the Sunwing people were excellent, and they were just making the best of what the situation had brought.
Did she enjoy her bit of the day in Bermuda?
Yeah, she said she'd like to go back sometime, so maybe a future trip for us.
It sounds like a big disruption. What did you think when you first heard what had happened?
Well, I was just shocked when the first text I got last night said, I'm in Bermuda, and I was thinking, Bermuda, that's not where they were going. So it kind of caught me off guard. And then just after we exchanged a bunch of texts and I kind of learned the story, it worries you, I guess, because you never know with flight travel and things that can happen. And you hear stories of disruptive passengers, and I've never experienced that. But so I was worried about a little bit of what had taken place. But she seemed pretty calm, and the girls she was traveling with were pretty calm about it. So they'll be looking forward to getting to the Dominican today.
I'll bet, yeah, and finally get to their nice holiday, right?
Exactly. They had some golf booked today that they were going to miss, so they're going to have to reschedule that, but they'll certainly enjoy the rest of their week there and they'll be back next Friday.
Is she going to get in touch with you as soon as she touches down in Dominican?
Yeah, I told her to pop me a text or we talk on Skype again once they arrive there. They should be there sometime after supper. I'll probably hear from her tonight. They weren't expecting any more problems. I think everybody was anxious to get where they were going.
Did she talk about the other passengers at all? Was anybody really upset or not upset, or was everybody all right?
She said everybody was fine. She said there was some people that were pretty upset because they planned all winter for their trip, and they were quite upset that this disruption had happened and interrupted their trip. But the girl she was traveling with, they said it happened and there's nothing you can do about it, and they're just kind of taking it in stride. But yeah, there was some people upset, as there always would be in those types of situations.
Dave, is there anything else you want to say that maybe you guys talked about over Skype that I missed in this chat here?
No, I don't think so. I just the big thing she said, she was really pleased with how Sunwing had dealt with the situation, took the passenger safety as a priority, and we're looking after them very well in Bermuda, and we're going to get them on to the Dominican as quickly as possible. So she was very pleased with how that had worked out, because sometimes you can hear some horror stories on that side of things as well.
Thanks, Dave.
No problem.